forensic technology. TV or reality? Now, a show of hands, please. Is there anyone who hasn't seen forensic science on TV? I didn't think so. You know what happens. Investigators arrive at a crime scene, see a bloodstain on the wall, and instantly know that the killer was left-handed and attacked the victim from behind with a large round object. People love to watch these shows, but how realistic are they? In many ways, they aren't realistic at all. For example, on TV, DNA tests come back from the lab immediately, but in real life, they can take 2 weeks. And on TV, fingerprints often lead straight to the criminal, but in reality, most fingerprints usually don't. Nevertheless, thanks to advances in technology, there are new developments in forensics that are just as cool as what you see on TV. Did you know that there are lasers that can be used to analyze broken glass? Studying the broken glass from a crime scene can show the direction of a bullet or the amount of force that hit the glass. And imagine this. They can even identify the type of glass and match it to the tiniest piece found on a criminal's clothing. Forensic investigators are also doing amazing work with cameras. High-speed photography helps them to see and understand how bullet holes and gunshot wounds are created. Special cameras can show hidden writing or even impressions on a piece of paper. Now, these cameras also provide information about the paper itself, even if it has been damaged by water or fire. Other cameras can help crime victims in hospitals. They can see bruises under a person's skin before they're visible to the naked eye. This helps doctors treat victims faster and helps police understand how a victim has been hurt. Finally, there's DNA. You already know that scientists can use DNA samples to identify specific people. However, that's only useful if a suspect's DNA can be compared to crime scene evidence. What if police have no suspects for a crime? It's likely that in the near future, we'll get a lot more information from the DNA itself, even if there's no suspect. Forensic scientists are already testing DNA to determine the age and ethnic background of suspects, or even to locate their family members. What else? Soon, we may learn even more about people from their DNA. For example, whether they smoke or exercise a lot. And although we once needed a large sample of blood or skin to get useful DNA results, now we don't. Scientists can find DNA on a surface that someone has simply touched. Forensic technology is changing the way crimes are solved. It's helping police arrest criminals who committed murders decades ago. And it's also helping innocent people get out of jail. But although the science is not as advanced as it is on TV, it's still wise to avoid a life of crime. You will get caught.